Hey, this is Rick at Bite Size Pickleball. Thanks for tuning in. A quick shout out to those of you who have contributed financially to my pickleball cause. I really appreciate you. A few of you have supported this podcast, and if you want to do that, you can look for the link in the show notes. And a few of you have also supported the new Bite Size Pickleball newsletter. And for those of you who have bought a copy of the book, kudos to you as well. So last week I spoke about the noise in our lives, in our minds, outside our minds that we bring into our minds that I feel like keep us from playing the ultimate pickleball and actually keep us from living the ultimate life. Too much noise, and I'm just as guilty as you, and it's just as challenging for me, and I'm working with it all the time. But I do find when I can eliminate a lot of the noise, I play much better pickleball, and I have a much greater chance of tapping the zone. The zone, peak performance is what I am after in my pickleball, and actually it's what I'm after in my life. How do I stay locked into the moment? So in honor of all that, I wanted to kind of continue the conversation by reading you another chapter of my book, How to Play Better Pickleball. And the chapter is called, what do you think? The Zone. And here you go. Respond from the center of the hurricane rather than reacting from the chaos of the storm. That's a quote from George Mumford. Respond from the center of the hurricane rather than reacting from the chaos of the storm. George Mumford should know. After all, he's the mindfulness coach that helped usher in the practice for none other than Michael Jordan, Shaq, Kobe Bryant, and all their teammates. What was the result? Yup, a lot of championship rings. Mumford's mindfulness techniques were what helped tie all those great players' skills together. And Coach Phil Jackson gets all the credit in the world for bringing Mumford into the picture. Before Mumford, the picture wasn't yet fully formed. It only had potential. Mumford came along and ushered in a new dimension, a mindfulness approach that the players desperately needed to transcend their own individual pursuits, i.e. their egos, and come together as one unit. When we speak of the zone, we can only do that, speak about it, philosophize about it, but we can't truly know the zone until we've been there and experienced it for ourselves to some extent. And the first thing you need to do to experience it is to put in the hours on the practice court. No matter what the skill is, the zone won't be a possibility to you unless you first put in the hours in preparation for it. I disagree with the belief that any kind of skill takes 10,000 hours to master. That might be true if each and every one of us was built exactly the same, but we're not. So some will take less than 10,000 hours to master a skill, and some may never master a skill, no matter how many hours they put into it. However, preparation is vital in our attempt to hit the sweet spot. That is the most important thing to take note of here. Preparation. There's a famous adage, preparation meets opportunity. That basically means that nothing great in life comes from just turning on a light switch and expecting a miracle. It takes years of preparation before the light switch can be turned on and the space is illuminated with magic. Practice is important because it breeds confidence, and confidence leads to calmness, and calmness leads to trusting in our abilities to let go into the moment. The zone is all about the letting go and being able to respond from the present moment. And I feel like the problem with many athletes is they too often react from the chaos of the storm rather than tuck neatly inside of it. the chaos being all the what ifs and worry and struggle to achieve something they're just not prepared to achieve. Struggle happens when you try too hard or go too fast or you want something without putting in the necessary time to attain it. So that's what I would say to you first. You want the zone? Put in the hours on the practice court. Nothing great is going to happen in your pickleball life until you do that. Then, once you put in the hours, forget about the zone. What? Yup, forget about it. If you're focused on the need to be in the zone, that'll just put pressure on you and keep you glued to a result mindset rather than a moment-to-moment mindset. There is no result with the zone. There is only the moment. It's a Zen thing. And I can't exactly explain Zen to you. I can only say the zone is a Zen thing. Okay, I can't resist. Maybe Zen in this instance is about the simplification of the process. Paring life and activity and pickleball down to the simplest components. As an example, like I mentioned in the introduction, picture Eric Gagne on his insane record-breaking save streak, fueled by just trying to hit the catcher's mitt. That is beauty and simplicity and probably a whole lot of Zen. I want that on the pickleball court, and I assume you do as well. In correlation to pickleball, maybe you want to get to a point where you are solely focusing on hitting the ball. That is it, one hit at a time. All the nuances and strategies, well, if you're prepared and you have enough game experience, all those things will be there for you in the moment, with no need to think about them beforehand. Once in the zone, they just will happen. And they will blow your mind, because in that special place, you have transcended the self and you have merged with the overall energy of the world. Call it God, call it the force, call it whatever you want. But the force and you are one and working in tandem from a deep, connected place of consciousness. And until you get out of an ego-based mindset, you won't have an avenue to the zone. You'll only have a pass to pickleball games based on wins and losses and struggle, not magic. Do you want the magic? Then you need to rise to the challenge. You need to learn to respond from the center of the hurricane on a regular basis. Yeah. Here's my advice for when you sense you might be in the zone. Shh. Don't call attention to it. Have you ever seen a Major League Baseball pitcher who's in the midst of the no-hitter? When they come in from the mound and they're in the dugout, they pretty much keep to themselves, and their teammates know to just leave them be. Be reverent of the power, because you never know how long the zone will last or if it'll ever come again. Okay, that's the show. That was a chapter from my book, How to Play Better Pickleball. It's available on Amazon.com in a paperback and a Kindle. How to Play Better Pickleball by Rick Sipes, C-I-P-E-S. You've been tuned in to Bite Size Pickleball, and I hope it's all going well for you.